This podcast is sponsored by G Certified Program.
Hello everybody. I am Divya and I welcome you to another podcast of Raisina Hill. We have podcasts on variety of topics and you should take some time out to check on various topics we have been discussing lately. Speaking of which, today we shall be discussing another interesting topic, image consulting. To give you a brief, image consulting is a professional field to improve image of a client, personally or professionally, through appearance, behavior and communication. I today have the honor of discussing this topic with Chitra, who is practicing image consulting in Kuala Lumpur for a few years now. Chitra has defined image consulting in her own way and has taken it beyond appearance and behavior. So, welcome Chitra on this podcast. I have to thank you for the time that you've given.
Thank you so much for having me over. It's a pleasure to spend some time with you.
Moving on with this discussion, you know, I actually want to know from you, what is image consulting?
Divya, so an image consultant helps individual present the best possible image to the world by advising them on their wardrobe, hair, makeup, body language, ethic, and communication skills. Yeah, so many people do not take pride or interest in dressing up. I'm still trying to figure out why people let their appearance and image take the back seat, as we all know that the first impression is the last impression. Okay, so when we talk about image, many people think it's just about dressing up well and looking good. That is not quite right. When we talk about image, box down not only to the way you look, but also it's about how you carry yourself in the public, how do you walk, how do you talk, how do you speak to people, and how do you deal with people. It's a combination of so many things. Yeah. So it's very important for people to know that whatever you are doing in public is actually watched and seen. And, you know, you have to make sure that you are aware of those things. A lot of people make mistakes thinking that others may not see, or, you know, they may not know what you're thinking and what you're doing and all that, but that's not right.
Basically, you're being watched all the time.
Yes.
So whether you like it or not, consciously, unconsciously, you are creating an image for yourself.
Yes.
So actually, it's much more than what we think. It's not just good clothes, but it's a lot of things, you know.
Yes.
You know, how whether we throw, you know, the trash in the dustbin, everything is basically, you're trying to say, is what that counts, you know.
Yeah.
Okay. So as an image consultant, okay, what would be the three main points, or I can say what would be the three main pillars for image consulting?
All right, for me, it would be the appearance in public.
Okay.
How do you conduct yourself in public? Mm-hmm. And the essence of your soul.
Essence of your soul. That's very interesting. Can you elaborate that?
So, see Divya, everyone is not blessed with good looks, but all of us have a soul, and your soul should have an essence. So, that is what I meant by that.
So, if I understand it correctly, it's basically what you are. Don't be shy to put yourself, you know, just expose what you are.
Exactly my point. So a lot of us, we sometimes we feel we are not in the perfect shape that we're supposed to be.
Mm-hmm.
Or, you know, we should be having a better skin tone color, and you know, like our height is not right, our, you know, a lot of stuff. So it's not about that, you know. You have to be happy with however you are. How you bring out, you know, the thing that is within you is very important. You just have to show it up. That's about it. You know, sometimes people fail to realize you may be wearing the most expensive shirt or a blouse or whatsoever, but if it doesn't suit you, and if you're always having this low thing about yourself, it will somehow portray. Yeah. For example, if you know that you are not good with high heels, don't even try it. You know, you will be embarrassing yourself in the public, you know.
True.
There are so many flat shoes. There are so many, like, you don't have to use a 3-inch heels, you know. You can use a 2-inch or even 1-inch. But you have to be comfortable with what you're wearing, you know. You know, the way you walk will be different when you are comfortable with what you're wearing. If you are not comfortable, you may trip and fall, which is embarrassing moment for you. Yeah.
Correct.
Yeah. So these are the important things that people forget to pick on,
mm-hmm.
but they go on bigger version where, you know, it gets more complicated.
Yeah. Okay. You know, I want you to either break the myth or endorse the myth.
Mm-hmm.
I personally, you know, in my beginning of my career felt that, you know, image is consulting is like an expensive thing and only actors and actresses can afford it, or maybe politicians can afford it. Am I thinking right? Is it a myth or is it the truth? I mean, how do you see this?
It's definitely a myth, I would say, you know.
It's a myth?
It is a myth.
So we don't need expensive clothes?
No, most people believe that they need to use expensive and branded outfit to make them look good. But I beg to differ on that opinion. Seriously,
okay.
Yeah,
okay.
I beg to differ. So the utmost important thing here is choosing the right outfit. Example, if you walk into a branded outfit and pick a floral blouse and a check skirt, that too probably will not go along very well. But if you just because you purchased in an exclusive outfit, that doesn't mean that is the best combination and you will look best in it. So you have to make sure that you look classy, if not decent at least, yeah? So what is important and what I'm trying to say is to ensure that you are comfortable in what you're wearing, and one must first feel good with what they are wearing. So there's so many outlets that you can go for. So it's very important for you to try on to see how you look like in you're wearing certain things, yeah? And then you pick on what exactly goes on well with you. And moreover, now we have many options. Online shopping becomes so affordable, and you know there's so many sales that goes on every time, you know. So you just have to make sure that you know all those things that's going on and buy at the right time.
So basically you're saying that it really doesn't make a difference whether you're wearing a high-end Versace dress or you've just picked up something from online. It does not make that much of a difference.
It doesn't. You just have to carry yourself well. Mm-hmm. You need to know that you're buying the right thing. You need to look
mm-hmm.
good in whatever you are buying. You are fine. You know?
Okay.
A branded outfit, that doesn't mean you will look best in it. No.
Okay, how will you address this situation, Chitra? Where people generally believe that their body is not good enough, like they're not too slim or they are too fat and their arms are not lean enough. The actors and actresses, they are so much into our heads that we are not really able to make a choice for ourselves, you know. What do you have to say about that?
See, Divya, when such thought comes into an individual, you're actually disrespecting yourself. We should not be even comparing ourselves with the actor and actresses. See, for actor and actresses, it's their job and they have to make sure they have it all. You know, if they don't have it, then their demand goes.
Hmm.
For us, we have got a lot of other things that we have to look at. Of course, looking good and looking nice is something that we are doing it. So we shouldn't even be comparing with those people, yeah, the celebrities and all that. So people have to realize that each one of us have our beauty in our own ways. Your body structure does not determine your appearance. However, you have to make sure you pick the right outfit that make you look nice and elegant.
So on that note, dear people, remember that image is what you're constructing for yourself. And it is a reflection of your soul. It's the essence of your soul.
This podcast was sponsored by G-Certified Program.